This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. High school years can be a difficult time, especially if you're perceived as different. Kelly Peterson was beaten up when she was in high school by students who assumed she was a lesbian. Her high school was in Salt Lake City, where many of the Mormon students considered homosexuality sinful. Peterson eventually responded to the attack against her by starting a gay-straight alliance at her high school. As we'll hear, the efforts to outlaw the group went as high as the Utah State Legislature and had surprising repercussions that are still being felt today, 3 years after she started the group. Peterson graduated the year she started the alliance. She's now 21. Her story is at the center of a documentary called Out of the Past, which won the Audience Award for Best Documentary at last year's Sundance Film Festival. Peterson is from a Mormon family. I asked her how the church's teachings affected her view of herself when she realized she was a lesbian.
Well, everything I knew about gay and lesbian people was very negative. From what I'd learned, I thought they all had AIDS, I thought they were all child molesters, and they were all going to hell. And I didn't want to be somebody like that. And so I went about a process of trying to change myself.
How?
I wouldn't allow myself to have female friends. I cut pictures of boys out of magazines and taped them all over my room. And I would write in my journal every night and talk about how much I hated myself and how I didn't want to be this way. And it ultimately led to me being very depressed and very suicidal.
How depressed? How serious was that?
I was hospitalized for it at one point when I was in 11th grade at East High School. I've been on and off antidepressants like Prozac and Zoloft since I was 12 years old. And I've been in therapy ever since then.
And just curious, have you been on antidepressants since coming out? Has that changed the depression at all?
Yeah, it has changed it somewhat. It's changed the extent of it. And coming out relieved a lot of self-hatred. But I do suffer from clinical depression, so I do take the antidepressants still. But
right.
I deal with it a lot better now.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you came out, you were the only lesbian in your high school. Why did you come out?
I came out because I couldn't take lying anymore. I couldn't take the double life. I hated sitting in class and listening to the girls talk about their boyfriends and how much they like them and just being sick to my stomach and thinking, they're going to ask me, they're going to talk to me, they're going to want to know, and not having an answer about boyfriends or anything like that or how much I like them. I just couldn't take all the lies anymore about who I was.
How'd you do it? How'd you come out? I mean, you didn't stand up in front of assembly and say, guess what? I'm a lesbian.
No, but I did something pretty close. I was in drama one day, and these boys had decided that I was a slut because I dated like four guys at East, and so they were talking about what a slut I was, and I finally just turned around and said, I'm a lesbian!
I'm not a slut, I'm a lesbian!
Yeah. And the whole class just went silent, and you could just hear, and after that, it was pretty big news at school.
Oh, I would imagine.
There was no going back.
What did these boys say? What was their reaction?
They were all just like, oh my God, you're gay. That's disgusting. And then they were just going on. And I was just like, well, it's better to be gay than to be a slut. And I don't know if they saw it that way. But
What about your friends? How did they react?
Well, some of them were just mortified. One of them kept saying, oh my God, you slept over at my house. You slept over at my house. And I just kept saying, I'm not attracted to you. I don't know what your problem is. And then she got more upset because I wasn't attracted to her. And some of them were okay with it. Some of them had a lot of questions about how long I'd known, if I'd chosen to be that way and things like that. But the ones who stuck by me were my friends, and the ones who disappeared weren't, so...
Were you harassed either before or after you came out?
I was harassed a great deal before I came out. When I was a freshman, like all freshmen, I had to take gym. And a group of girls in my class decided that I was a lesbian because I was taller and stronger than the other girls in my class. the first time they bashed me was in the locker room. And I had finished getting dressed and I was leaving the locker room. And they pulled me to the ground and started kicking me and screaming, "Queer, faggot, dyke, stop looking at us." And I got up and just bolted from the room, and I stopped dressing for gym after that. The second time they bashed me, I was playing field hockey. And one of them had her hockey stick in her hands and just clubbed me to the side of the forehead with it. I fell to the ground, and the rest of them circled me and started beating me with their hockey sticks, screaming the same epithets.
Were you seriously injured?
I had a broken tooth, a lot of bruising, nothing too serious.
Did the school try to do anything about it?
No, my gym teacher said if you're going to behave that way, you deserve it.
Behave what way?
I don't know. I tried to tell her about it, and when I told her what they were screaming, she stopped me and said that.
Now, what went through your mind when you were being beaten because the students assumed that you were a lesbian, and this was before you came out, right? So,
yeah,
they didn't know that, and you were probably officially denying it. But inside, you knew you were a lesbian. You also knew that wasn't a good reason to beat you. But still, did you think to yourself, like, well, how do they know?
Yeah, I was absolutely mortified. I mean, I was trying so hard to hide it. I just thought that it was just visible, like written on my skin. And I was so terrified of what everybody thought and knew about me at that point that I had two more suicide attempts that year. I had no idea how to handle all of this. I didn't know any gay or lesbian people. I mean, this was before the time of Ellen and Candace Gingrich and everything else. And so there were no figures that I could look to think, oh, well, there are gay and lesbian people out there. I didn't know anybody. I didn't know anything about gay or lesbian people at that point.
What year are we talking about? What year were you in high school?
This was when I entered high school in 1991.
Mm-hmm. After you came out, you founded a school group called the Gay Straight Alliance. What did you want this organization to do?
It was something that I'd always wanted when I was young and coming out. I wanted other people. And so I thought, if I could save just one freshman from all the hell that I went through for my 4 years of high school, then everything that I went through would have been worth it. And so I decided to form a club for gay and lesbian students, bisexual, transgendered, and heterosexual students who supported us. And for any other student who had questions, who had friends, who just wanted to come and see what this was all about. And I wanted it to provide education, to provide support, to provide an outlet, to provide peer counseling, anything that I could have needed then, I wanted it to have.
So when you decided to start this Gay Straight Alliance at your school, what permission did you need from either teachers or the principal to go ahead with it?
Basically, we needed a teacher to monitor the group meetings to make sure we weren't breaking furniture or wreaking havoc. We needed permission from the Board of Control, which is basically student government. And then we needed the principal's approval. When we submitted our draft of what we wanted to do for the club to the principal, he bypassed the Board of Control because he figured they would probably not understand issues as complex as human sexuality. And we'd already found a teacher sponsor, so he granted us temporary club status until he could get an official ruling as to the legality of our club.
And then what happened?
Well, he asked the Attorney General, and he asked her to make an official statement as to the legality of the group that would coincide with winter break. That way none of the students would be at East High School and we wouldn't risk being harassed. And she made it that weekend, and she announced that our group was legal under the Equal Access Act. And from there, everything that I'm sure everybody heard on the news began.
Which included the Utah State Legislature passing a law banning... Go ahead.
How it began was that the Utah State Legislature held an illegal secret meeting. They literally kicked, as in with their feet, around a copy of Heather Has Two Mommies and viewed a video called Gay Rights Special Rights, and decided they weren't going to let the sodomites overtake Utah the way they did San Francisco. And so then the school board began holding meetings about us, and by March what had happened was the Salt Lake City School Board had banned all extracurricular clubs to get rid of us, and the Utah legislature had passed a bill stating that no club in a public Utah school could include a club that promoted or practiced illegal behavior, bigotry, or discussed human sexuality. Because sodomy is illegal by Utah law, they had us on two counts.
And explain again what the Board of Education regulation was.
Basically, any club that was to exist in Utah high schools had to be directly tied to a class in the high school, such as the chess club was eliminated because there's no class on how to play chess. But the science club could stick around because there's biology, there's physics, there's geology, any other class like that. Well, in Utah, we don't learn anything about being gay or being lesbian or that much about human sexuality. So our club had absolutely nothing to be tied to. So it was considered an extracurricular club. So
what are some of the other clubs? What are some of the other clubs that got thrown out so that your club could be eliminated?
The Bible Club, the Chess Club.
The Bible Club?
The Bible Club. Kind of shot themselves in the foot there. The Socialist Club, the Human Rights Club, the Latino Student Alliance, the Asian Student Alliance, the Black Student Pride Group, MESA, which was an organization that promoted mathematics and science amongst minority students, Future Homemakers of America, Future Leaders of America, the Young Republicans, the Young Democrats, and you name it, we had it.
Well, were there a lot of chess players, Latinos, and Young Republicans who were pretty angry?
Yeah. And the school board made it look like it was the Gay Straight Alliance's fault.
Did people hold you directly responsible?
Yeah, it was all my fault, apparently. I had nothing to do with the vote or anything else like the meetings or the ban, but apparently it was all my fault because how dare I ask for my rights. So I was walking around school after all of this had happened, and I would have students coming up to me saying, you know, I really liked going to my club, but I guess that's all over with now because of you queers needing your group. At first I had no answer to that because I had no idea how to respond to a question or a statement like that. About a week later, when anybody would say that to me, I'd say, you know, I had nothing to do with that vote. Absolutely nothing. And I would like to have every group that I was involved in back, including the Gay Straight Alliance, but there's nothing that I can do about it. And there's nothing that you can do about it. It was all the adults in this situation that took it away from you, not me.
So how was the Gay Straight Alliance and all the other clubs saved?
Well, it's kind of a common misconception that they were saved. There are, as it stands now, no extracurricular clubs in any Salt Lake City school district school.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
None. Yeah, there are none. But there is a loophole. The same year that the legislature banned all of our clubs, they also passed a law stating that any group could rent space from a public building. And since East High School is a public building, the Gay Straight Alliance rents their room, they pay insurance, and they have their meetings still.
So the Gay Straight Alliance exists, but the Bible Club doesn't anymore?
Yeah. They took all that measure to wipe out the Gay Straight Alliance, and in doing so wiped out, I believe it was over 100 other school clubs between all the Salt Lake City high schools. And the only one that still exists is the East High School Gay Straight Alliance.
Is there any pressure being exerted on the state legislature to change that? Or the Board of Education. Yeah. I'm not sure which group is more responsible for.
Yeah, it's come up several times that the Salt Lake City School Board could vote to repeal the ban, but so far they haven't responded to any pressure to do so.
My guest is Kelly Peterson. 3 years ago, when she was a senior at her Salt Lake City High School, she founded a gay-straight alliance. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. If you're just joining us, my guest is Kelly Peterson. In 1996, she founded the Gay Straight Alliance at her high school in Salt Lake City. What was your club like once it got off the ground? I mean, when you came out, right before you started the club, you were the only out lesbian in the high school. So it would be, unless a lot of people came out right afterwards, the club wouldn't have been very large.
In the beginning, there were three of us.
Mm-hmm.
It was me, my girlfriend, Erin, and our friend, Johnny. And then, one by one, other people heard about us, or they knew us, or somehow they found us. And by the time we submitted our draft proposal, there were 15 of us. Now there are currently 50 students in the East High School Gay Straight Alliance.
As a result of starting this club, you became a public figure. You know, the club,
yeah.
And everything surrounding it was in the news, and you were, basically forced to be a spokesperson. So you went from, hiding in the shadows about a lot of things to being, very much in the spotlight. What was that process mm-hmm. like from you, from going to, from the closet to the spotlight?
Well, it happened almost overnight. Let me tell you a story about how I came out to Utah.
mm-hmm.
The Utah legislature had just held the illegal secret meeting, and a lot of prominent liberal figures were holding a protest up at the Capitol, and they asked me to speak. And at that point, I had never spoken. I had been very much the quiet leader of the Gay Straight Alliance. And I stepped up on the Capitol steps, and I took a hold of the microphone, and I said, "My name is Kelly Peterson, and I am the founder of the Gay Straight Alliance at East High School." And just this gasp went through the audience. It was like, oh, there she is. And after that, everybody in the state of Utah knew. I mean, there's no going back after a statement like that. And so I went from being this closeted little kid to this national spokesperson.
I'm wondering what happened with your parents. I assume they're Mormons. How did they deal with not only your coming out, but all of the attention that you were getting? Did they go against their religion or fight you?
I think they were torn between what their parents were going to think about them and me, and what they felt about me. Because they grew up Mormon, but both my parents came from very non-traditional Mormon households. My father's parents are both raised Mormon, but my grandmother smokes and drinks and does everything that's against Mormon doctrine, and she's kind of wild. So my father had a very liberal Mormon upbringing, and my mother came from a divorced background, which was nearly unheard of when she was growing up. She also came from a mixed racial background, which was very uncommon in Utah. And so both my parents had a little more liberal stance on it. But they did, however, have their parents' views about gays and lesbians behind them. And my mother came to a realization that I'd been horribly depressed for most of my adolescence, but it had eased up a great deal once I'd come out. And she began to blame herself for why I couldn't come out through all those years, and why I'd gone through treatment and antidepressants and therapy for 5 years when all it would have taken was for her to understand what was going on. And I think that helped her to understand why I needed this group. So my parents supported me, but they didn't want me to be quite so public. They were afraid of losing their jobs. They were afraid of having crosses burned on our front lawn. But in the end, they realized that I needed this group as much then as I had my freshman year, and they stood behind me 100%.
Did anything happen to them as a result of your coming out? You know, were they punished in any way, losing their jobs, cross burnings?
Not really. Some of their friends don't talk to them anymore, and most of my father's extended family doesn't accept me. But, you know, they pretty much have the same opinion of it that I do, that, you know, if they were their friends and they still stuck around, then they're still friends, and the people who just disappeared, they weren't real friends.
Kelly Peterson founded a gay straight alliance at her Salt Lake City High School 3 years ago when she was a senior. She's featured in the documentary Out of the Past, which is on home video. She'll be back in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with Kelly Peterson. 3 years ago, when she was a senior in high school in Salt Lake City, she founded a gay straight alliance. The group was, in part, her response to being bashed by students. In an attempt to stop her group, the Utah State Legislature banned all school clubs. That ban is still in effect, although as a result of a loophole in the law, the Gay Straight Alliance still meets at the high school. Peterson lives in Salt Lake City and was brought up in the Mormon faith. Your sister is gay, too. Is she younger than you?
Yeah, she's 2 years younger than me.
And how long after you did she come out?
About a year after I started the Gay Straight Alliance, Holly came out officially. But during the entire year, everybody kept asking her questions, and she kept denying it, saying that she was heterosexual. And I don't think I added... Well, I think I was more hurtful to her during that year than anything. I wasn't helpful. Because I was afraid of what people would think of me if my own sister was lesbian, because so many people were talking about recruitment and everything else, and I couldn't, being such a public figure, I couldn't appear to have converted my own sister. And so I told her never to tell anybody. But Holly's never listened to me about anything, so about a year later she came out, and she's now a gay activist as well.
Were you surprised that your sister was gay? Did you think that, you know, statistically this seemed very, very improbable?
Yeah. We were in San Francisco vacationing with our parents, and Holly and I were sharing a room in the hotel room. And Holly said, "I have something to tell you, Kelly." And I said, "What?" And I'm thinking, she's pregnant, she's... I couldn't think of what it would be, and she said, "I'm gay, too." And I said, "You can't be gay, I'm gay." And then...
That's my job in the family.
Yeah. And then she was like, "No, I really am." And I'm like, "Are you sure?" And I just kept asking her all the questions that people asked me, and I couldn't believe they were actually coming out of my mouth. But
That's
and
funny.
I was just like, "Well, just don't tell Mom, because Mom's going to blame me, I know it." And finally, Holly did come out, and my parents... It was funny because my parents had accepted me. They'd accepted that I had a girlfriend, that everything about me. And then when Holly came out, it was like we had to start the whole process all over again. Because my mom was asking questions like, "Did I do something wrong? Did your dad do something wrong? Why are both of you gay?" And then eventually she got over it and we were all okay again. But it was funny how all of that worked.
Right. Kelly, I'm wondering what your reaction was when you first heard about the shootings at Columbine High.
I thought, if somebody had only, you know, provided a safe environment to support diversity, to support all the misfits in that school, maybe it wouldn't have happened. Because I remembered what it was like to be picked on like that by everybody at school. And I'm just glad that I wasn't a rageful or vengeful person. And I wonder how many more high schools it's going to take before we realize that this idea of a normal person is just such a ridiculous concept. I mean, so what if those kids were all black and, you know, didn't fit in with everybody else? Who's to say they were less valuable as people?
When you heard about this, were you identifying more with the killers or with the kids who were killed?
Probably with the killers.
Because you saw yourself getting angry enough to have done something like that?
No, I never would have done something like that, but I remembered what it was like to be that hurt by other people.
Mm-hmm. What was your reaction when you heard about the murder of Matthew Shepard?
I wasn't surprised. I knew that something like that was inevitable, and that Matthew Shepard's killing was just one of a number of gay and lesbian murders that gets attention. It's just got a lot more attention, probably because of the brutality. But when I grew up in Utah and I understood how much people hated gay and lesbian people, it didn't surprise me at all. I was always under the assumption that I was going to be killed for speaking out as much as I did.
You thought you were going to be killed?
Yeah. I had several death threats when I was in high school during the whole issue of the Gay-Straight Alliance.
How serious were the death threats? Did they come from people who identified themselves? Were they anonymous?
They were usually anonymous. One of them was called into East High School. The other one was called into a news station here when I was doing an interview. And I assumed that that person wanted me dead bad enough to do it. It didn't surprise me when Matthew was murdered, because there was never a doubt in my mind that I would probably be murdered too. And I don't think that people in other areas of the country understand the level of the hatred, the intolerance, the homophobia, and the bigotry that happens in these rural towns where religions are allowed to run rampant. And the reaction of most of the people around Utah was sadness, but mostly not shock. It's something that we've come to expect.
Do you feel that because the Mormon religion is so opposed to homosexuality that people would have felt justified in hurting you?
I think so. A lot of people were actually calling me the Antichrist. And so if they had killed me, they would have been performing an act of God. So for them, it's not a moral issue. It's an issue of their entire religious belief.
What keeps you in Utah? Did you ever think of going to an area in which there's a larger gay community?
What keeps me in Utah? What keeps me in Utah is I know I have a purpose here. If I went to San Francisco or New York City or any other city like that, I'd just be another queer. Big deal. But when I live in Utah, I can make a big difference just by being who I am. And it would also be an act of extreme cowardice to run away. When I was 17, I could stand and face all those people who told me I was the Antichrist and I was going to hell. Why should I run away now?
Well, Kelly Peterson, I really want to thank you very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you.
This is Fresh Air.